Well, St. Luke's Gospel has been called the Gospel of Mercy because there's so many stories of God's mercy in the life of sinners. And today we have a perfect example of that from chapter 7, beginning at verse 36. The sinful woman who meets the Lord at the house of Simon the Pharisee. If you have your missalettes handy, take a look at the details that St. Luke gives us. That this man was named Simon. He was a Pharisee, and he had invited the Lord to dinner. But notice he did not do any of the customary acts of kindness or acts of hospitality, which everyone would do in those days. When people came to your house, they had been walking along dusty roads, and so their feet, their sandals were covered in dust and in dirt. And when they would enter the house, a servant would wash the feet of the guest. And then they would pour ointment on the person's head, which was a beautiful perfume, because in those days, without regular showers, people needed a little ointment before entering somebody else's house. It was a nice thing to do. It benefited everyone when you poured perfume or ointment on the person who came to visit you after they had walked for hours in the heat and in the dust. And it was also common to give the person a kiss on both cheeks as a sign of welcome. Notice Simon the Pharisee did none of those acts of kindness, none of those acts of hospitality. Why did he invite the Lord to his house? We don't know. It certainly wasn't out of love or friendship. Maybe it was out of curiosity. Maybe it was to find something to attack the Lord with or to eventually lead to the Lord's downfall. But these dinners were open to the public, people who had large houses, and the way they would recline on the floor or recline a table, as they call it, would all be facing a center area. Maybe the 12 apostles were like in a U shape, all facing towards the center where the servant would come and place the buffet, all the food would be in the center. The people would recline on pillows on one arm, on one elbow, and then they would eat and their feet would be stretched out behind them. And it was not uncommon for other people to come in and sit behind them and listen to the conversation, especially when a well-known person or a traveling rabbi would come into the area, a great teacher. Dozens of people would make their way into the home and sit behind at the feet of those reclining to eat. And it was perfectly acceptable. However, on this occasion, a woman shows up who is not acceptable in the eyes of the people, especially the eyes of Simon the Pharisee. She was a sinner, most likely a woman of ill repute. And when she came there, she was at the Lord's feet, and she was so sorry for her sins that she had true contrition, perfect contrition. She was crying. When we go to confession, how often do we cry or weep over our sins? Sadly, we don't. Sadly, it's just sometimes we don't realize the effects of our sins, of how they crucified the Lord. But this woman was truly sorry for her sins, and she wept. She wept so much that her tears became the bathwater, which would wash the Lord's feet of the dirt and of the dust. And she had no towel, so she used her hair. Of course, this was scandalous in those days when women were either covered or kept their hair underneath a veil or a cover. For this woman, a prostitute, a woman of ill repute, to bring her hair out and use that to wash the Lord's feet was truly scandalous in those days. And Simon the Pharisee said if this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman she was. Bishop Sheen once joked, well, how did Simon the Pharisee know what kind of woman she was? Maybe he had personal experience. So Bishop Sheen joked about that. But no matter how he knew or whether it was just by her reputation, it would be scandalous for a woman who was a sinner like this to touch anyone because they themselves would become ritually unclean. They could not even go to the temple if they'd been touched by someone of that kind of ill repute. So Simon is scandalized, but he doesn't say anything. He just thinks this in his heart. If Jesus were truly a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is. And not only was the woman weeping and washing the Lord's feet and drying them with her long hair, but she took out an alabaster flask of ointment, of perfume. And these were so valuable, worth probably thousands of dollars today. Not only the alabaster container, but the ointment, this aromatic nard that came from usually the ancient Near East and the Persian, places like that, where these resins and gums would be distilled into beautiful perfume. And sometimes they were given as wedding gifts. Sometimes the women carried them around their neck in these small vials of perfume. Well, she breaks it open and pours it over the Lord's feet. She could not reach his head because of where he was eating, but it was such a great act of giving, such a great act of love. So then you have Jesus can read hearts. So he read the heart of this woman, that she was so sorry for her sins. And then Simon the Pharisee was being very judgmental, very critical, thinking of himself better than this woman. Oh, how can this be that this woman is doing this to the Lord? And Jesus says, Simon, let me tell you a story. One man owned a fellow 500 days wages. Another man owed him 50 days wages. If the owner forgave them both, who would be more grateful? Who would love the owner more? And of course, Simon says, I suppose the one who had been forgiven the greater debt. And so the Lord says, yes, this woman has been forgiven her debt. And he turns to her and says, your sins are forgiven. Terribly shocking to the people in those days, because only God could forgive sins. And God is only the one who can forgive sins. But Jesus is God, so he can forgive these sins. And then the Lord says, when I came into your house, Simon, you gave me no act of kindness, no kiss, no perfume, no washing of the feet. But this woman has not stopped doing these things since the time I entered your house. And her many sins are forgiven. And that is why she loves so much. And so this was the event that occurred in today's gospel. And so I think what we can learn from this event is certainly the importance of sorrow for sin, of contrition for sin, of really weeping over our sins, and then doing acts of kindness to the Lord. The Lord is truly God. We see that because he forgives sins, but he's also truly man. He appreciates the kindness and the acts of love that we give him by genuflecting, by visiting him in holy Eucharistic adoration, receiving him worthily in Holy Communion. When we do this, we show the Lord tenderness and love. And so just as the Lord was so pleased with the acts of kindness from this woman, so the Lord would be pleased by us attending Mass, by receiving him worthily in communion, by making visits to him in the Blessed Sacrament, and by a single act of genuflection and telling Jesus that we love him. That itself is such a beautiful gift to the Lord.